I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israeli forces carried out airstrikes Wednesday on Beirut's southern suburbs. The Israel Defense Forces said its fighter jet struck a Hezbollah underground weapons warehouse. The attacks followed Israel's latest evacuation order that warned people to leave areas in Beirut that the Israeli military said were near Hezbollah facilities. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said Tuesday the United States has expressed concerns about such attacks to Israeli officials.
There are specific strikes that would be appropriate for Israel to carry out. But when it comes to the scope and nature of the bombing campaign that we saw in Beirut over the past few weeks, it's something that we made clear to the government of Israel we had concerns with and we were opposed to.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is demanding that Israel boost its humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza within the next month or face the possibility of a cut in military aid from the United States. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has the details.
On Tuesday, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller outlined a letter State Secretary Antony Blinken and Defense Chief Lloyd Austin wrote to Israeli officials on Sunday. It says Israel must in 30 days let a minimum of 350 trucks to enter Gaza per day, institute pauses in fighting to allow aid delivery, and revoke evacuation orders to Palestinian civilians when there is no operational need.
We know that it's possible to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. We know it can be done. We know that the various logistical and bureaucratic obstacles can be surmounted. And so it is incumbent upon the government of Israel to surmount those challenges and get assistance in.
An Israeli official in Washington said the letter had been received and was being reviewed.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. This is VOA News. An Italian Navy ship docked at a